T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettay along with Charlie Long in studio. And on our Oakland Hard Jewelers Talk and Text line, he covers the LSU Fighting Tigers for the Advocate Times-Picayune, Wilson Alexander. Wilson, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
How you guys doing? Thanks for having me.
This afternoon, and I guess maybe about an hour ago, it broke that LSU got a commitment from Gio Paez, who played at Wisconsin, defensive end. A California kid, so to speak. He went to high school in the California area and then signed up with Wisconsin. He's played defensive end. But, Wilson, I got a feeling they've told Gio, hey, guess what? You're playing defensive tackle here at LSU.
That's absolutely right. You know, LSU, talking to sources, envisions him as a defensive tackle. This is a guy who's 6'3". 310 pounds is listed at that on Wisconsin's roster next season. And obviously LSU's need is not at defensive end. It's at defensive tackle. It's those guys in the interior. And Gio, because of his body type, can probably, you know, slide over and do that. And LSU certainly believes that he can. And so that's what they envision him doing when he gets here. And as for LSU, a team that we know is going to be looking in that transfer portal when that opens up again in late April, a team that's going to be looking for defensive tackles, this is the first one who they've added through the portal. He's going to be this is a scholarship guy, and is that first sort of addition to this position group that, you know, needs those kinds of guys. Going to need some transfers to build up some depth there, try to add some experience and some, you know, ideally some playmakers here during that second portal window after not being able to retain guys. Yeah, they're going to continue to look for some, and this is the first one.
Yeah, Wilson, they definitely need it in the middle. Man, that's a major concern for me when you look at this team as they leading up to the summer, that you're going to have to get a couple more guys transfer portal-wise. Defensively, we had some new faces making some plays in the practice sessions, and especially edge people. And you know what? I feel much better today than I did a year ago at this time about the secondary. I don't know if you feel that way, but I think that they've added some good pieces to the puzzle here in the secondary. And you might have found you an edge rusher.
Yeah, you know, I also feel better about what they've got going on in the secondary because there's some continuity year over year. You're not, for the second straight year in a row, counting on a whole bunch of transfers to pan out. Obviously, it worked okay in year one, and year two, it very much did not. And now you're able to build a little bit of continuity. You know, first team corners out there, Ashton Sampson, JV and Toviano, those are guys that LSU signed, has been developing, and have had a year under their belts now within the program, now going into, you know, I guess for Toviano, his second full spring, and for Stamps, his first spring. And so, I'm getting that mixed up if he was an early enrollee or not, but that's beside the point. You know, these are guys who've been in the program, and you're starting to build a little bit of depth there too. You know, there's some numbers at least. Do we know if this cornerback room is going to be immensely improved? No, that doesn't necessarily mean that's the case, but it is going to at least have some guys who've been in the program. And now as LSU continues to recruit under Corey Raymond, ideally can be able to get those big-time recruits in there that they had been missing the last few years in order to fully rebuild this room over the next, you know, it's going to take a little bit here. It's not just going to happen in a year. But they've got, like I said, some guys who are in the program, and that's this spring, not even including Zy Alexander as he comes off an ACL injury, though he's expected to be back for summer workouts and possibly, you know, full go by the time preseason camp starts. And so then, you know, that's helpful. And then at safety, with Major Burns moving down to the star position, which puts him closer to the box, you got Jordan Gilbert at one safety spot, kind of the replacement for Andre Sam, a guy who started, you know, a bunch of Texas A&M 2 years ago. And then, you know, Sage Ryan back at his natural position after getting moved around so much We saw him make three interceptions at practice on Saturday, and so maybe he's settling in to, you know, that spot that he was, you know, originally going to play during his career. Play some nickel, play some corner, but maybe safety is where he can finally flourish. We'll have to see. He just looks a little bit more comfortable and confident. You know, it wasn't necessarily perfect all practice, but when you make three interceptions, you got a good day. And on the edge spot there, you know, they've got some talent there. It's probably when you look at the defensive line, certainly compared to tackle, it's the position you feel best about. You know, Savion Jones needs to take a big step here. Paris Chan, though, is somebody who could maybe, you know, split some reps with him at that big defensive end spot. The way else he's going to have it this year, we're still kind of finding out exactly how this works, but they've now got two defensive ends listed on there instead of a Jack Backer like they did last year. That's what Blake Baker's defense had at Missouri, but it was like one big end and one smaller end who is more of the size of LSU's Jack Backers, which are Braden Swinson and Deshaun Womack. And LSU certainly got some guys who were highly recruited at that Jack Backer spot, starting with Womack. And so we'll see how that all continues to pan out. But at least at that edge spot and at corner and at safety, you feel like you've got some players in the program who have been in the program a little bit, instead of having to go through the transfer portal to find guys like they did the last couple seasons.
Wilson, I think on offense, it's not going to look the same because your quarterback's not going to run for 1,100 yards. And so you're going to have to make that up with your running game. But, man, the strength of this team, if you look at talent and depth, it's your offensive line. And, man, what Brad's been able to do to recruit, man, you see him coming in. It looks like in droves you get offensive linemen. And I know that had been the one spot Coach O and his staff, they could not do well with in grabbing big offensive linemen, talented offensive linemen. So my thing is, how different is it going to look running the football? Because I think even though Brian has always been running back by committee, you got a stud there in Caleb, okay? And Josh is going to see his touches. I get that. But, man, you got a guy in Caleb. You got to hand the football to, but – up front, offensive line, in the trenches, that is the strength of this team, I think, across the board. If you had one area to pick out of and say that's where you have the most talent, most depth, offensive line.
The run game is going to look completely different. From all the things that stand out to people come the opener against USC, that will probably be the most obvious. At practice on Saturday, you know, they were running play, you know, toss plays, having Garrett Nussmeyer go under center and then, you know, play action rollout, which is, of course, building off of a run game. It looks different. You know, not as much of the inside zone. You know, that'll still be part of the offense, but they're going to be dipping much further into the playbook to try to diversify this run game. And it starts with the offensive line. It is in many ways to highlight the offensive line. When you've got Will Campbell and Emory Jones coming back for their third season starting at tackle, Garrett Dellinger and Miles Frazier back at, you know, starting at either guard spot, and a, you know, first time starter in DJ Chester, but someone they're really confident in at center, that is absolutely the strength of this team. When at every, you know, offense or defense, it's the offensive line that is the strongest point on this roster. It's got talent, it's got depth, it's got experience, and they want to highlight that, like I said. And as, I mean, you know, with Will Campbell and Emory Jones, those are guys who are, I mean, all these guys really, but you know, you think about those two, how athletic they are. I mean, they're going to be pulling,
yeah.
You know, you're going to have pulling tackles, getting out on the perimeter and setting up blocks. You know, we've seen LSU through the first part of spring camp here, working on a lot of, you know, wide receiver screens and tunnel screens, things that were not part of the offense the last 2 years. But once again, you know, that's offensive linemen pulling and getting out on the edge and setting up blocks to help try to spring some of these receivers. Chris Hilton was talking about how much he loves that play today. That's somebody who, you get the ball in space, you know, you let him use his speed. Maybe that works. But again, it all goes back to the offensive line, getting those guys out on, you know, letting them run a little bit and really set up these blocks. And in the run game, again, it's going to look completely different from what people have seen the last 2 years with Jaden Daniels, inside zone and zone read. They might still run that some, but it's not going to be pretty much the play that LSU uses exclusively.
Wilson, one of the things when you were talking, it popped in my mind. This offense is going to look a lot like what Joe Sloan, I'm talking about, new offensive coordinator, what he did at Louisiana Tech. They ran a lot of wide receiver screens and a lot of flare passes out in the backfield to the running back. And I think we haven't seen a lot of that at LSU. I think you're going to see much more of that now. And that's the change with Dimbrock and Joe. I think Joe ran a lot of that at Tech, and I think he's incorporating that with the talent that he's got here at LSU.
Yeah, it certainly seems to be the case. You know, I didn't know that about sort of his tendencies, Louisiana Tech, and, you know, running that Holtz offense that he did there for a little bit. But that's certainly something that we've seen is, you know, getting the wide receivers the ball pretty quickly in space. You know, they had their quarterbacks working today on just getting the ball out of their hand, you know, really fast out to the perimeter. And even doing some sort of plays where, like, Garrett Nussmeier was kind of doing, like, a sprint out. He had an option to throw the ball in the flat or use his legs a little bit. That was something they ran on, like, just on air on the goal line. And it is sort of seemingly getting the wide receivers the ball in space quickly and letting them try to go make plays. Obviously, you know, this isn't to say that LSU's not going to have this, you know, a potent vertical passing game, but it is an element of the offense that looks different. And that's something that seems to be coming with Joe Sloan. And as he tries to kind of maximize his personnel and implement what he wants to do offensively to a degree.
Wilson, circling back around to what Mike was talking about with Caleb Jackson, I think that this is going to be a huge year for him. And based off of what we've been seeing from spring football, I mean, it looks like the strength of the team is the offensive line and the weakness is obviously the interior of the defensive line. But at the same time, what Caleb Jackson's doing, it's been fantastic so far. I think it's showing off how good that O-line is and how much that D-line needs to improve as well, though.
It is. I mean, and that's the case, you know, spring practice and preseason camp, it's always, okay, well, somebody looked really good, but does that mean that the other part is really bad? Like last year with one-on-one between the receivers and the corners. Oh, the receivers are incredible, but oh, God, with the corners, and it ended up being true on both sides. The receivers were amazing, and the corners struggled. But then that's kind of what you're dealing with here. You know, LSU's offensive line, they believe is going to be one of the best in the country. They really believe that, and that's why they're trying to highlight it so much. So, yeah, like they had some absolutely dominant moments in the run game on Saturday's practice in particular, especially early on, where they're opening up big holes and these, you know, Josh Williams and Caleb Jackson are ripping off, you know, 15, even sometimes longer than that sorts of gains where they're not even getting touched. Like that's happening. But, you know, is that a reflection on the offensive line, the defensive line? Like most things, it's probably a little bit of both. And we know LSU's defensive line has got to get better. It's got to get deeper. It's got to get more experienced. And, you know, they're going up against a unit, certainly in the offensive line, that there's that old saying, iron sharpens iron. Like that's definitely a benefit in some ways there for the defensive line going up against that group. What does it say long term about the defensive line? It's hard to say though, but I think it does certainly emphasize that the offensive line is going to be a good unit. But I think because we already saw it be a good unit last year. You know, when you already had a year where they were a Joe Moore Award finalist, you feel pretty good about that group. And then behind them, you know, those running backs are making some plays. Mike mentioned, you know, running back by committee earlier. Certainly LSU will still divvy up those carries, but they're not going to have as big of a committee anyway. You've only got now four scholarship running backs on the roster, and Trey Holly, of course, has his legal issues and is not with the team right now. And so it's not going to be as big of a committee you know, regardless, so there won't be as many carries to spread around.
Far cry from what it was like seven last year, I think.
Yeah, and it was almost like you were trying to juggle it almost per team, how the team looked at your opponent, and that's how you were playing a little bit. Wilson, last question for you, and if I'm Blake Baker, man, I'm not showing anybody too much about what I'm going to do with Harold Perkins because I think he becomes the X factor. I do know one thing about Blake. He knows how to coach linebackers. He does a damn good job of it. And from what you've been able to see, I think you're going to see a lot more movement with Harold Perkins moving around the field where teams can't kind of – diagnose exactly where he's going to be to try to scheme him out.
You know, we haven't seen it that happen. We haven't seen that come to fruition yet in camp. We've only had the one fully open practice, and really what they were doing with Harold wasn't like a main takeaway. It wasn't obvious. And like you said, they probably won't really show
it.
But that was the belief going into last year when they put him at inside linebacker. It was exactly what you were saying. I heard that pretty much verbatim from Brian Kelly, that they were going, you know, the whole idea here was to make him more versatile, make it harder to scheme up against him because you don't know where he's going to be. Obviously, it didn't pan out. But now what we have seen with Blake working with Harold the most on is just like linebacker fundamentals and just getting better at playing inside linebacker. Because if he can get to a point where he can, I mean, Blake has been really hands-on with him. And if he can get to a point where he's able to play the position the way he needs to in order to be able to stick there, and he's not sort of a liability in some ways like he was against Florida State last year and just getting taken out of the plays and all those things, you know, then he can get moved around and they can really maximize what he can do at inside linebacker. But at this point in the spring, we haven't seen that. But I think it may be because at this point in the spring, they're just working on that fundamental stuff, getting him used to that position, which obviously didn't happen the first time around when they tried this last year, but it's going to be essential if it's going to pan out this time.
Yeah, and I'm not showing nobody anything, okay? Spring game, no spring game. I'm not showing anybody anything what I'm going to do with Harrell. I'm going to let that let USC try to figure that out in game one. Wilson, thanks so much for coming on with us this afternoon. Really appreciate it, buddy. You take care.
Thanks for the time, y'all. Have a good one.
All righty. Wilson Alexander does a fantastic job covering the LSU Tigers for the Advocate Times-Picayune.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.